With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former foreign policy advisor Dan Senor says there's no doubt that Iran is behind many terrorist operations, including last weekend's drone attack that killed three American GIs.
Tensions are escalating with Iran via their proxies, but make no mistake about it, their proxies aren't really the problem. The problem is Iran. And Iran has activated proxies to wage terror around the world.
And he says there's been a threat now that Iran could carry out a terrorist activity in America.
Would Iran, via its proxies, contemplate a terror operation in the United States? There have been intelligence threats over the years that they would. Wouldn't this be a time to do it if they would do it?
Iran has issued a warning to the United States over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Middle East, long suspected of serving as a forward operating base for Iranian commandos. Also, at srnnews.com, more Americans are feeling good about the economy, but that's not helping President Biden one bit.
There are several signs of an improving U.S. economy, including job gains, higher economic growth, and a rising stock market. But an AP NORC poll finds that adults are only feeling slightly better about the economy, and any improvement has yet to spill over into greater support for the president and his reelection bid. Survey respondents pointed to the high cost of groceries and housing, as well as an ongoing concern about the federal debt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Detroit man, a father of six, has died after being mauled by three dogs as he walked home. Authorities now say three dogs have all been euthanized. The owner fined $5,000. This is SRN News. Parents in Maine are breathing a sigh of relief.
State lawmakers have opted to kill a measure that would have given the government the power to take a child from his mom and dad if they refused to allow that child to live as the opposite sex. Specifically, the parents could lose their kid if they wouldn't let him or her undergo a sex change operation. Maine is a blue state, but even Democratic representatives voted against that bill. More than 20 states have banned sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Budweiser bringing back the Clydesdales this year in a Super Bowl spot. It's all part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back consumer sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving a man living as a woman. That backlash cost millions in sales and knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer. By the way, those Super Bowl spots cost $7 million for 30 seconds. This is SRN News. Wall Street continuing to climb into record territory with all the benchmarks gaining more than 1% last week.
The S&P starts the week at a fresh high after advancing just over 1% Friday. Last week's rally, fueled by a surprisingly strong January jobs report, as well as encouraging quarterly earnings from tech giants, including Facebook parent Meta and Amazon, which advanced just shy of 8%. The Dow gained 134 points Friday, ending at a record 38,654. The NASDAQ closed up 1.7%. Rich Thomason reporting.
Very heavy rain in California, flooding roads, knocking out power to tens of thousands, and leading forecasters to warn of possible hurricane-force winds and mudslides. The system is expected to dump heavy to moderate rain at least through Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com.